everyone was numbered, everyone was sent in, to have that happen for her is extremely, I mean, it's extremely precious and neat. But she is so ridiculously talented. We posted one of those clips to YouTube yesterday, and the response has been phenomenal. And she deserves it. She's worked very hard, and she takes it very seriously, and she loves Makoto with all her heart. I mean, she likes to cook, and she plays hockey. She's also a goalie. I mean, how badass is that?
Badass as hell. And, I mean, considering the person who voiced the previous Jupiter, Susan Roman, I mean, it's amazing how Amanda really captures the essence of Susan's original work playing that character, and it seems to be something we see throughout the series. You know, with Jeong Bosch playing Artemis, originally voiced by Ron Rubin in the original anime. It's an amazing thing about how Viz got such, you know, I mean, such talent that, you know, yes, they are new voices, but it's almost as if the shade of the old actors is with them doing it. I mean, is that the way they saw it, or did they see it as, we are just creating, we're bringing this character to life?
They're, you know, they're taking their own takes on the character, but it's very important to note that every line, every script, every time the voice actors hear the line, they hear it in Japanese. Everything is referenced from the original Japanese. Everything is referenced from that original performance and those notes. And while, you know, it's easy to hear similarities, you know, in the tone and the timbre, but I encourage people to listen again. They are all their own voices and their own talent, and they bring themselves to the role, but always, always referencing the Japanese and paying homage to it, because, you know, you want to do that justice. It was, I mean, Sailor Moon was a landmark production in Japan for its time, and so many of those voice actors went on to do the greatest things. I mean, it's just an all-star, talented cast. And that's, I mean, those are big shoes to fill, absolutely. And they, I mean, they're doing their darndest to do justice to that original.
I see. But, however, Sailor Moon is not your only project, as you say, you work on. You work on it much of the day. But, I mean, what other projects would you be willing to tell us about that you have working in your job at Viz?
Well, right now, because it's launch week, so for all the theater nerds, this week and last week are kind of like hell week, working constantly on it. So still very much in that launch window. So Sailor Moon's going to take a big share of my voice in my day-to-day. But there's so much that's going on. And I also work on my, you know, myself and my marketing team. We work on Bleach, which is still ongoing, Naruto Shippuden, which is still ongoing. In a couple weeks, we have Naruto Shippuden Road to Ninja, movie 6 is coming out. The Ranma releases continue. There's so much going on. There's pretty much never a free moment. I'm actually very lucky if I get to eat lunch sometimes, because there's so much going on and it's so important to do right.
Indeed. And at Anime USA, at your Viz panel, you stated, you know, that, you know, it was most regrettable that Bleach and Naruto were coming to an end. And it seems as if, you know, through your work, you know, you developed quite attached to the, you become quite attached to these projects. What are your thoughts on, like, you know, as a project moves on to the point where, you know, it's coming to completion, you know, as an artist, as a producer, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, from the marketing end, just because it wraps production, in many ways, my role begins. So while Bleach had its final episode broadcast on TV, there's still the DVD releases to be worked on. So there's still quite a long life in it. Just because Naruto's manga ended on Monday and Shonen Jump, there's still manga releases on the publishing end. There's still, the anime is ongoing. The anime is not ending anytime soon. There's still movies. There's still all that. So it goes on. But seeing the end in sight, you're watching the last episode of Bleach, it was very powerful because I had gone into Bleach at the beginning in 2004. And I remember it distinctly because it was Election Day 2004. A good friend of mine had brought me the first three volumes of Bleach, and she brought them for me because on volume three, she said, "Hey, that girl looks like you, so I bought you this manga." And it was a video picture of Orihime. And I read those first three volumes of Bleach, and she brought them to me to cheer me up on Election Day. And I became hooked. And then the anime came out on Cartoon Network. I started watching that, and I used to cosplay Orihime and Rangiku Matsumoto, and it was such a snapshot in time when I was so into Bleach at the beginning. You know, that last episode showing on Cartoon Network, going back and looking at those pictures when Orihime was still shiny and new, and you know, just her school uniform and her hair barrettes were all she had. She didn't even know about her powers. I will admit, I shed a couple of tears seeing the end of it. But now I know there's still a lot of stuff to work on with Bleach. So I can just see it coming. But the great thing about anime is there's new fans that come all the time. And just because I've seen all of Bleach doesn't mean everybody's seen all of Bleach. There's always someone new to experience it. So great art never dies. It just, you know, changes people. And people can watch it. It's always new to someone.
All right. Well, now I'd like to, though, ask, I mean, you talk about, you know, and you stated this in another one of your panels about how to get into the anime industry. I mean, you talk about the you know, the kind of, you know, just hustle and bustle of just daily going, adviz, and, you know, in the anime industry in general. I mean, is it really, you know, a certified Shark Tank, or is it, you know, just, you know, yeah, it's a lot of work, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world?
Well, it's the toughest thing you'll ever love, and that's true for entertainment. You have to be broken in a certain way to survive in entertainment. And I say that very, very affectionately because I could never go on and sell toothpaste. I would be bored to tears. I need the craziness. I need that every day is going to be a little bit different. Even though I have a schedule, something always happens. It's always fresh. It's always new. There's always something. Is very dynamic and colorful. I would definitely not call it a Shark Tank. Everyone's competitive in this industry, but we're all really good friends. I'm friends with people from every company because we're, you know, like a part of a brotherhood or sisterhood that knows what it's like behind the scenes and can let loose around each other. But it's, you know, it's definitely entertainment is only for people who crave working hard. It's not something where it's 9 to 5 that you just peace out at 5 o'clock. You may be going late at night. You may get a message at 3 in the morning from Japan, but you're going to love every second of it. And yeah, you have to take time off for yourself to stay recharged, but it's a whole lot of go hot and heavy for a while and then relax for a bit and then hop right back in. So it's not standard at all, but I personally really thrive from that challenge. I think entertainment works well for people who are naturally entrepreneurial, that really want to do what it takes to get stuff done and really love working with people and love working on things that make people happy. It's not something to take lightly. It's not something you can just really fall into. You really got to have that love in it. Or it'll wear you down. If you don't love what you do, you know, the type of schedule of working in entertainment will just kill you quick.
Indeed so. So I would say that the industry's motto or slogan should be considered the only easy day was yesterday.
Yes, pretty much.
Indeed.
Even yesterday wasn't easy. You know, you gather experiences, you gather stories, you know, you do what you can to do the best stuff possible. And if you're always trying to be better than the day before and always, you know, walking forward and just never forget that 8-year-old you would be so happy you're working on cartoons every day. So You gotta keep yourself in check. Like, and for me, there's a Viz has a 1-1 scale Naruto figure. It's a Naruto doll. It's a 1-1 scale. And he's hanging out by kind of near my office window, looking out over Market Street. All I have to do is peek behind my monitor, and I see Naruto hanging out by the window, just giving that cheesy grin. You can't help but giggle, because how many offices have that? And he's hanging out by a big Doraemon statue. And there's anime posters and anime Blu-rays and little merchandise stuff. Like, you can't be sad for long. It's just, yeah. I got my boy Ninja next to me. It's going to be all right.
So it's certainly not. So I mean, the work environment is certainly very inviting to those who are aficionados of anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who love and respect anime and manga, you don't necessarily have to be super nerdy for it, but you do have to respect the craft. You have to know what it's like to be a fan of something. Doesn't